You're listening to the Next Round Podcast with James T. Kaiser, the gaming beast and critical failure.
Go.
Internet podcast talk.
It's the next round, number 4.
Wait, we gotta do the title.
And I'm gonna do that one.
Okay.
Video. What is it?
We're gonna randomly generate the name of the video game na.me for the
video
name of this episode.
Are you on life support, Kaiser?
Apparently so.
Are you Darth Vader, Kaiser?
Oh, am I breathing too heavily for you guys?
Kaiser, please report to sickbay.
Summer Bomberman Turbo is the name of this episode.
Shut up, Kaiser. Blew it up.
Darth Kaiser.
Okay, thank God. Okay, for a second here.
This episode's being recorded from an iron lung from a polio ward in the 1950s.
This episode's
Are
name
you my
also
mummy?
Is Summer Bomberman Turbo, so...
Nice.
I like it.
Yeah. Okay.
Automation sign admin.
What's up?
I'm making you an admin right now. See the admin channel?
Oh, so beans. Yeah, I see it.
What have you guys been up to? Like, what have you been gaming, doing, collecting, doing?
I just beat Earthbound on the Super Nintendo.
Have you ever beat it before?
It said you were denied enter privileges in admin channel.
I just did it.
Someone sent me a copy of their of Earthbound, and I replaced the battery in it, and I held on to it for a week to play through it.
Okay, allowed me to go in. Cool.
There you go. Yeah, I never beat that game. I always get bored.
Yeah,
it was pretty good, man.
I played the third one, Mother 3. I got fair way into that one, and not understanding what the game was about because it was all in Japanese.
Was there an English translation?
I was playing the actual cartridge, not the ROM.
Yeah, there's fan translations of it.
I don't
know. How far did you make it, Alex?
I can't remember. It's been a lot of years. Maybe 2 or 3 hours.
There's a point in the game where I started grinding like a fucking maniac to beat the last boss, and that was a little tedious, but...
Really?
I beat it in a week, so... I mean, it wasn't
that Jerry, never say grind again, because the first image that comes to my head is you on rollerblades grinding down a big hill going, "What's up, dudes?"
Woo! It's a weird thing for you to think of.
What's up, dudes?
It sounds like some 90s kid from a commercial. He's like, "Whoa,
what's up, dudes?
Are you guys
radical.
Ready to video games? Check out this new system I bought.
It's like a power glove. It's so bad."
Nobody's hotter than Atari this summer.
Nobody.
Oh god!
Until we show you our what is it, the panther, the jaguar? There you go.
Put your panther away, Sean. Put your panther
man.
Away.
Jaguar, do the math.
it's great when an advertisement.
Let me guess. I'm the only person here that's played an Atari Jaguar.
I have
not. You probably are.
You know what? Jaguar had Pinball Dreams on it, that old Amiga pinball game.
Oh, that's a great game, actually.
Two of the three games I've played for it are pretty legit.
Really?
Alien vs. Predator and Iron Soldier are decent video games.
You know, it sounds like we're having this conversation in a really crowded hallway.
Wait, actually, the funny thing is I did play Jaguar Emulator, and I did play...
Hey, look, now it doesn't sound like that.
Alien vs. Predator, and it was a pretty good game, I must admit.
How was the emulation?
It was pretty good for an emulator. It did its job pretty well.
Okay.
But it's just, I think, what I heard is that it was really hard to develop games for it because it was really, how it was built was really weird, so the developers had issues.
I heard that about Saturn, too. Is that true?
That might be. I mean, Jerry's the Saturn and Sega expert.
From what I heard about, because I was trying to figure something out.
I still heard crazy echo even when I was muted.
All right, I'll tell you what. Let's try this. I'm going to mute myself, and you guys tell me if you still hear it.
Okay. Rick, hello.
It's a lot less echoey, too, without Alex.
All right, hold on. I can fix that. Stand by.
So, Shinta, I haven't talked
to you. See? I haven't talked to you in a while. Jerry, douchebag.
Yeah, actually, I wanted to say, Drobka, I'm sorry I didn't respond to those messages you gave me on Skype. Like, honestly, I was just not even there. And by the time I saw them, I was like, oh, fuck.
Don't worry about it, man. It's all good. I'll just never talk to you again.
Oh, okay, I understand.
And you call me a piece of shit.
Until now. So now we can talk again. So that's all I've got. Alright,
cool beans.
Have you been doing?
Playing my fucking Animu game.
What Animu game are you playing? Talk about it.
Milk Diana.
Metakemia.
I've been playing Tales of Xillia. It just came out on the 6th.
That game isn't about cows.
So how many Tales games are there, since you're our Tales expert?
There are a lot of games. I don't know the exact number, but there's a lot.
Tales.
I see what you did there.
I only played the first one on the Super Nintendo on emulator. It was pretty okay.
Oh, that was Fantasia. Which version did you play? The Super Nintendo version? Super Famicom version?
Isn't there, I think you talked once, that there was a PlayStation version, right?
There is a PlayStation version, and it is objectively fucking better.
Well, makes sense. I mean, the graphics and everything were really good. The fighting system was interesting. I just didn't get too much into it because I was playing something else at the time.
Yeah.
I don't like to play like 5 million games and don't finish any of them, you know?
Yeah.
I actually enjoy doing that.
Oh.
The Tales game sort of disturbed me. Because I remember seeing this one guy with long purple hair, thought it was a girl. And as soon as I was about to jack off to him, I was like, oh, wait, that's a guy.
You really do that to video games? Utterly disgusted.
You do it too, I've seen you.
I think you're objectifying women there.
Oh dear.
I think that's a dangerous trope to our society.
I think
you could say that's a trope versus women.
I think somebody should collect over $100,000 and make a series.
I'm going to make a 13-part video series and a classroom curriculum.
Very good.
It's actually kind of funny. This one guy made a response to Anita Sarkeesian, the Gaming Goose. He made the videos in the exact same style.
That was a pretty good video. I did watch that when you sent me the link.
Are you talking about facts
versus
feminism?
Just to prove the point that...
Really good video.
Yeah. Just to prove the point that you don't need all that fucking money to make the same fucking video.
Obviously not. Because she does some real serious research.
Sounds like she spent it on drugs or something.
Let's spoil about 200 games in one episode.
Yeah, she spoiled Raid for me. I kind of love how we can all come together on how much we hate that shit.
And I'm glad Shintai shared that with me because it does show a lot of cool female video game characters. Usually when people start, the feminist echo chamber, when they start talking about, but there's only 3 video game characters that are female. And it's nice to see that there's way fucking more than that.
Also,
he went over, what were the first females and, what was the first one to, break the cliche of a female being saved. I thought that was pretty interesting how he made the video.
Also, the fact that pretty much every, role-playing game where you can make characters, there's always options to make female characters. So that entire thing, because the thing is, if you're always just talking platformers and action games, then you're pretty much leaving out a huge chunk of video gaming. Also strategy games where you don't play technically a sex at all, where you just are the god games or whatever.
Yeah, you're just an omnipotent god thing, just telling everything what to do.
Yeah,
speaking of females and feminism, I was playing Postal 2 yesterday and pissing all over the every female I could find.
And there's the Kaiser comment.
It's crazy Kaiser's comment.
I like chopping off people's heads in that game and kicking them around like footballs.
Play Apocalypse Weekend. That's a good time.
I've got that. That came in the complete edition.
My favorite moment is on the very end when it's raining cats and dogs or something. And I love how you can use the cats as silencers.
You can use like cat as a silencer?
The gimp.
What is that game?
Postal 2. It's like you stick the cat... You stick the cat on the end of your rifle through its anus, and then you can shoot, and it will silence for a short time.
Yep.
And then on the very end, it will launch the cat.
And you get to piss on Gary Coleman as well.
Yep.
Yep.
Pretty good.
You can piss in the game.
If you don't mess with him, the cops show up and, like, if you wait in line to get the autograph from Gary Coleman, the cops show up and they're like, you know, Gary Coleman, come out, we're going to arrest you. And he's like, fuck this. He pulls out an AK.
His crew pulls out. And then Crotchy, the guy in a penis suit, which is like a, I don't know, some...
All right, I'm reinstalling that shit now.
He's basically coming out with a rocket launcher and stuff.
It's like if Trauma was a video game.
The funny thing is, they tried to make a... What is it? Uwe Boll tried to make a postal movie and even fucked that up, too.
That should have been that Trauma that exist. Did that.
Trauma would have done a great
but
job.
But it had Dave Foley in it.
I saw him live. Doing
it's
stand-up.
A fucking
Does Dave
postal.
Foley do stand-up?
He did.
It's a fucking
it
movie
fucking
of postal.
Awful.
Who cares?
The only good moment was when they are in this park, right? In this Nazi theme park. And they have what the actual director of the movie, what is it, Uwe Boll. And he's being celebrated. He's in a Hitler costume. And then the creator of Postal suddenly pops up and attacks him and says, you ruined
Jesus Christ, the... Christ, what
who's
is going
doing that?
On?
Holy shit, man.
Yeah, who is hell. Doing that?
I have pushed to talk, so it ain't me.
I
can hear it, so it's not me.
It sounds like someone's hard drive is wearing away. Is someone using a built-in microphone on a laptop?
It might be Shintai, because he just muted himself.
No, I'm using an inbuilt microphone, but my deaf laser is off for now. You know what I'm on about.
Oh, yeah.
My deaf laser is off.
That vibrator thing? Oh, God. Yeah. Jesus Christ. Oh, no, it's the your CD drive, right?
Yeah. There's no disc in it, so it shouldn't go off.
It sounds really like a death laser. Like, it's ridiculous. You really need a headset or something.
I've got a headset. Activation. Oh, wait.
I love that he has a nice,
somewhere.
Expensive computer, but, like, little tiny peripherals seem to elude him, like a mouse and a headset.
I got a mouse. I've been playing Saints Row with a mouse.
You have... What kind of mouse you have? That stupid Goomba mouse that looks like a penis?
I think another big part of the problem is you're not sitting at a desk, are you, Kaiser?
I'm sitting on my bed and it's wobbly as hell. Hell,
yeah, you've got that laptop sitting on your chest or some shit, right?
Alright, I put on some
headphones,
hopefully.
Where it's all, like, wibbly wobbly. And...
Yeah, it's my bed.
And we can hear your breathing and whatever.
Well, I need to breathe, otherwise I'll die.
Muted Kaiser for just a quick second, and then it all went away.
The perma-mute solution is the dang.
I fucking found it! I gotta reconfigure my microphone, but I found my, microphone.
Really, man, this shit's crystal clear without him.
By the way, best episode we've ever done.
Oh,
pretty much.
90 minutes of Kaiser stop the noise pollution.
It's been only 13 minutes, but it sure feels like 90 minutes.
Where the hell is it? Ah! Oh, there it is. Hang on, I'm gonna go plug in my microphone into my mic stand, so be right back.
Goodbye.
Oh, God. Push the talk,
okay.
Kaiser.
Okay, so we got what Shintai played, we got what what Jerry played. CF, what have you been gaming?
I messed with Game Maker a little bit. I was playing with RPG Maker... VX Ace, whatever it was,
because you
got me that futuristic tile pack.
Cool, yeah.
And that's been pretty much it.
Did you make the part like when Colteco and it shows the room?
I messed with it some. I have to do some things to install the pack. Like the futuristic tiles are not immediately available. I got to install them somehow.
Ah, okay.
It's not a big deal, but you know, got to do a little reading and get it figured out. What have you been playing lately? Darabka?
I have been playing... Thanks for asking, Critical Failure.
Darabka.
I have been playing Saints Row the Third a lot. I started it, and it's a blast. It's just complete nonsense. It's like what GTA should have been all this time.
Rock
really.
And roll.
It's
people
like,
running around hitting each other with dildo bats.
It starts off where you are in the scene,
testing,
and you are in this plane and shit goes down. Wait, it starts out you're robbing a bank and your mask as yourself as these giant head masks.
The Johnny Gats mask.
Yeah,
masks.
Yeah.
My Kaiser pole has been erected. I have to wipe the dust off though. It's still got the plastic cover.
Anyway, shut the fuck up, Kaiser. Please. Anyway, so it's like you're in this bank and it's really cool. It's one of the best tutorial levels because it's like pretty much full on action. It's not too hard. But it's like explosions and jokes everywhere, and it's just freaking hilarious. And you have all kinds of vehicles too. Like once you get this one crib, this one bigger crib, then you can get like there's this jet you can fly in, which has a laser cannon and shit like that. And there's even like a rocket broom and whatever, all kinds of crazy shit. And the costumes in the game are just silly too. And The missions are pretty cool too. I mean, they just literally went overboard, but in a good way, you know. So
yeah,
that was a good game.
Yeah,
I never got to
that.
Play GTA 4. Have you played that? How do they compare?
I played it.
GTA 4 is they with Vice City. They were on that direction that Saints Row has reached, where it was more silly. But Vice City was more like
I always thought Saints Row was more San Andreas than anything.
Fair enough, okay, San Andreas, but GTA 4 became, they made it much more realistic, I guess.
Yeah, that GTA really made 4 it a bit is boring. Not as good as Vice City and San Andreas. I mean, it's an okay game, but it doesn't have that over-the-top, you know, filthy humor that made GTA popular.
GTA hasn't had that over-the-top ever since the first two games, and that is a bad pun right there.
Cousin, let's go bowling! Man, fuck you, Roman.
Another time, then.
Everybody complains about this bowling thing. I've got to
Every
play it just
five
so I can
minutes,
understand that.
Someone calls you on your cell phone, and they're like, do you want to hang out? And you're like, no. Oh, I'm sorry, cousin. Again, we shall hang out some other time.
My Rattata is
like
in the top percentage of Rattata, you know?
I do like how you can bang your dates in that game, though. I just
I only
don't
wear
like how
shorts.
I don't like how they how they're all picky that I wear the same clothes all the time. It's like, bitch, it's a video game.
In the Saints Row, the only time when they call you up is actually really not that often, and it's just to do some kind of mission or something, so like a mini mission,
like survival mission where you have to fight waves of crops. It's like the missions aren't like, you know, the missions. Sorry, I interrupt. This is their tag team. It's like the missions like aren't your stereotypical missions. They're like pretty like fun over the top missions. Like this one mission I was in. I had to just fight off waves of cops in like a very arcadey style shoot 'em up game.
Yeah, I know which one. It's this one with this giant cat headed person. I don't know what that is, but it's
extended
like
extended reality.
Yeah, it's like some kind of they brought a Japanese game show, but it's like all like killing. Basically, you are like in this arena. And you have, I did two of those. I did one where you're like in this arena, and there are these people in these really cheap animal costumes or this can.
Not to
like
mention
beer
the random
can costumes.
Shark attacks.
Yeah, there's actually, I got a weapon where it's like a shotgun, but it shoots like, I don't know, like fish guts, but you can have it sometimes, like a shark comes out and eats the enemy. It's just. There's so much insanity in that game, it's ridiculous.
I got a question, Sean. Do you have any of the download content?
I got the one pack with you, because I got it in the Mumble. You should have that, too.
Yeah, I got the one that came with the Mumble pack, the Humble Bumble pack that came
Humble
with
Bumble.
The DLC.
Humble yep. Bumble.
Humble Bumble.
Beat
Humble Bumble. Humble Bumble.
Oh, by the way, Shintai, there is a bundle of visual novel anime games right now.
Really?
Yeah, it's like the Dojin bundle or something. Hold on, let me dig it up.
The Dojin bundle? Oh, that sounds suspect.
Isn't that like your thing?
Stand by for link confirmation.
Dojin inherently means it's fan-made, which also means 99% of the time it's porn.
Well, here's the thing though. It's a build a bundle, and some of them have Steam links. So take that with what you will.
I don't think it would be porn then.
It could be really awful.
Does it include Corpse Fucker in the bundle? Not Corpse Fucker.
Oh, fuck off. Don't call it that, you piece of shit. I will fucking destroy you.
I'm glad we had Shintai get angry about something at least once.
Kaiser, it's full of tons of very strong emotional feels.
It is. It really is. Fuck you.
Is he talking about Katana?
Don't
Shogun?
Talk shit about my feels.
One of the most well-written games of our times.
Is he making fun of Katawa Shoujo?
Yeah, he is. I don't even know what any of these fucking games are.
Okay.
Too weeb for you?
Oh, I just bought that too, son of a bitch. Cherry Tree High Comedy Club. I just paid $7 for that.
Ooh, that sucks, bro. I'm sorry.
Ouch.
Yeah.
Well, I've been there. The same bundle that had Saints Row had, what is it, Metro 2033, and I got that game also. I don't think
that's
I paid
not a bad
full
little
price. It's okay, it's just the combat feels a little bit wobbly in that game. Like, I don't know.
I really like the idea that the bullets are currency, so every time you shoot, you're using currency, but I hate everything else about the game.
I love the currency idea, but the graphics were nice, and I kind of like the setting, but everybody just talks like some Russian stereotype, and like it just felt like, I don't know, the combat just didn't feel as tight as it could have been.
Let us travel through dark tunnels.
I've actually got most of these games in this bundle, and I can tell you that most of these games aren't really visual novels.
Really?
Cherry Tree High Comedy Club is more of like a platforming point-and-click adventure than a visual novel, and the other games here like War of the Human Tanks is more like Advance Wars.
But looks like a visual novel.
And
which one?
Croxia is an arena fighting game. None of these games are really visual novels.
But you say looks like one.
Groupies is this website that's hosting this bundle. They got a lot of good stuff for pretty frequently.
I wish you showed me this earlier, because I just dished out $7, which I could have easily spent on more trading cards.
It's
still
forgot
up for
until
four,
just now.
4 days, 4 hours, yeah. So...
It's okay. Like I like Cherry Tree High Comedy Club. It's not the
Word.
Best, but it's a good time waster.
The crazy
it's a Capcom,
anime games
it's a
on Steam
game
that I've played have
too.
All been pretty good.
The Capcom game of all
Magical
too.
Drop
Sorry,
5, I think is probably the most anime game I've played on Steam, and that game's awesome.
It is a good game.
Yeah.
Okay, so the PSN removed Magical Drop from the PSN. I was looking for it because I knew I reviewed it like a year or so ago, and I was trying to re-download it, and it's not fucking there anymore, and I'm pissed. There's like two or three of those import PSN games that are gone. Magical Drop's one of them. I forget the other one, but I was pretty fucking butt blastered. Like
sucks,
I can't even go into my download history and get it. It's completely
gone. You can't
gone.
Get your own copy?
Wow, they took it off your download history? I didn't even know they could
like,
do that.
Like, it's completely removed from the PSN. So, I've got this fucked up PS3 that I use for Netflix that I got from a buddy, and it's like all jank and shit, and there's not really much else you can do with it. And I was going to download it on that. And no, I was trying to download it on my PSP, too. And yeah, it's removed from my download history. And I'm pretty upset about that. Because I thought, I thought they never did that, but
yeah, they didn't do that for TMNT Reshell. I mean, it's not that good of a game, but still, after they took it off, you could still.
It's also been removed from Monkey Paw Games website. Like that's who published it originally. So I don't know
completely
why
yanked it.
It's completely gone. Oh, Queen, the other one, that side-scrolling shmup where you ride a vacuum cleaner. That's removed from the PSN as well. It's not in my download history. It's completely gone.
I can confirm that Magical Drop 5 is still on Steam. But I've had Steam games and GOG games that have both been removed from the market, and they're still like in my library to re-download. Even over like
on, they're still on my 60 gig PS3, but I can't download them on my PSP or my other PS3 because they're removed from the download.
Yes, that's fucking awful.
So, that's pretty shitty.
I'm glad I got them for free. If I paid the $6 for those, I'd be fucking living.
Do you remember?
I'm pretty mad right now,
Jerry. Do you remember the time we had that big discussion about digital distro?
Yeah,
I was like digital distro.
I think it's dicks.
Yeah, this is the one time where I'm like, yeah, you're right, bro. This is where digital distro fucking falls apart.
Yeah, pretty much.
Until they figure out those license agreements that actually last for as long as I fucking want the game. It's garbage, man.
Here's an example.
I can download that shit. I can download an e-boot file and put it on my PSP, no problem. But that's, you know, piracy. Or I can burn it and play it on my PS1. Right.
There was a license agreement over a game called Darkfall, and this happened on GOG this past summer, where, like, the one guy, I don't know if it's the real developer or not, but some guy stepped forward and said, I made that game. These fucking guys who are listed as the developer are fucking thieves. And they had to remove it from the store. But if you had already bought it, it's still listed in your library, so you can re-download it. You just can't buy it new.
I think that's the
way they should do this.
I have those games, actually, which is... I only know this because you told me, because I haven't even played those. They're like adventure games.
Yeah, that's fine. That if they remove it for sale, but you can still have access to it, which is how it's supposed to work on the PSN.
Yeah.
I don't know the circumstances for why Queen and Magical Drop are pulled off, and there might be a couple more games that have been pulled off. Those are just the two that I noticed.
I know that Final Fantasy IV, the PS1 version, was initially on the store, and they took it down. Not really sure why they did that. Maybe it was to promote the PSP version? But yeah, there have been times where shit was taken down. And
dang,
there are a few things that I have that were taken down. But
But
the thing is, I have things that were taken down, but are still in my download list. I can still go back to them. And I can still download them. They weren't taken out of there. They were just taken out of the store.
I don't know what's different about these two.
That's like that with Xbox 360. I have a game that's like that, too.
Like, I think the only time I ever had a problem with that on Xbox was when I went to buy Chess Master and I found out it was off the market.
Oh.
You mean Crease Master? Whoa! Crease Master free
can't handle all these creases.
That's the movie where you get to see the
folds
movie.
Within folds.
That dude's eyes are fucking creepy.
Yeah, it's like he's peering into
your vagina. It was Einstein who said the universe was creastic.
I'm actually trying to buy that bundle that you linked me, but for some reason it's not working.
Oh, it's a build-a-bundle. You have to go to the down towards the midway to the bottom and pick highlight the games you want to buy, and then you see the minimum go up a little bit each time.
Because I was just going to, you know, buy the bundle and give Shintai the games that I already had.
No thanks. I'm fine.
Okay. Actually, that Cherry Tree game, Shintai, I actually reviewed that. That's actually a review for that. It's in, I'm stuttering. Get over it, Jerry. There was actually a review for that in one of the issues of Monocle Monthly, if you remember.
Oh, yeah. Interesting.
Yeah, what's with the Monocle Monthly, Jerry? Is there still...
There's no Monocle Monthly anymore because Jerry's eggs have dried up in any kind of a period.
Everybody stopped writing for him, too. I'm sure that made it difficult as well.
I keep writing stuff for it. I've got stuff banked up for it.
I just asked because I wrote an article for the last one, which hasn't come out yet, and I'm just curious, that's all. What's the timetable on that? And also, because I was supposed to help on the design of it, I believe. Jerry?
It's okay. You can come over to Kaiser Monthly.
Oh, yeah.
I think Jerry is just like sobbing in the corner from sadness.
If Jerry's not responding, that means he has us muted and he's doing something evil.
I was in the bathroom pissing.
There you go, doing something evil.
Instead of pissing in a cup and pouring it out the window as per usual.
Here's an idea. Since we're all here, when we're done with podcast time, we could play Morton's List.
Yeah,
that would be cool.
We can roll a mission. I am leaving at 11, maybe. Like, I don't have exact confirmation on that, but I'm supposed to be leaving soonish.
In the beginning of this, I was saying we should
going
do some
D&D. Going to
conquer
yourself one of your whales?
But, yeah.
The problem with D&D is we need minimum 2 hours to do that.
That's true. But we could talk over when at least we can find out a good time for us. So.
That's true. You have computers again.
Yeah. Now everybody has computers and can. Also, we could maybe figure out some games we could play together. I think that would be cool.
Yeah, that's going to be a problem. Not a problem, but something to figure out.
I
want to
play
sure.
a lot of Diablo 2 with the group.
I am totally up for that because I like Diablo 2 a lot. So.
I have that on disc. I could get in on that, I think.
Yeah.
Now that sounds like a good time.
The cover to Diablo 2 used to scare the hell out of me as a kid.
Yeah, pretty much. I think we could finish this episode here since unless somebody else has something, some kind of cool topic. Oh, by the way.
I like video games.
One thing I want to say, what was the last movie I've seen? That was, I talked to Jerry about this already, the Pacific Rift, right?
Rim.
Or whatever.
Pacific Rim job.
It's one of those movies where I can't tell if the MTV reality show or a porno movie.
Anyway, so the movie, it wasn't bad, it definitely looked really nice, some of the
not enough robots, too much talking, and there was no nudity. I give it a 4 out of 10.
No rims?
Wow, that's really low.
Has anybody else seen
wasn't
it?
Wasn't that great.
I haven't robot seen it, but I really
cool,
want
but
to.
There's not enough of it. There's way too much talking. Dude. When the guy partners up with the hot Asian chick that's not that hot, she doesn't even get naked. They don't even, like, they imply there's romance, but it's a bunch of shit-tier dialogue. Could have been
are you
better.
Really,
she
are you really
been
going to knock it down
so it's
points?
So it's a live action anime.
Yes, because they didn't. There's too much talking. Like, I don't care about talking in a giant robot movie. If you're going to have human beings in a giant robot movie, they better be naked. I better see some butt cheeks or titties or something.
Well, what about
whatever,
Power Rangers?
That's a pretty good mix. That's about 50-50 fucking fighting and talking. Whereas this movie was about 25% robots, 75% bullshit dialogue that was cliched and predictable as fuck.
Hey,
the instant I saw the Japanese girl, I knew she would be the co-pilot and that they were going to sort of romance. But it was bullshit. They weren't naked. It was, you know, if this movie was made 15 years ago, there would have been a nipple in it.
Hey, did you at least get to
see
the robots
match? Fucking, like, problem here, so there wasn't
if
nudity?
There's
going
to be human beings in a giant robot punching monsters movie, they better be doing something that's worth my time. Talking
yes,
ain't worth
I
my
agree.
Time.
I agree with that, because I'm actually reviewing a whole bunch of Godzilla movies, and I know exactly what you're on about, dude.
Watch
well,
Robot
I haven't
Jocks.
Seen it, so,
that's
you know,
75%
whatever.
Robot smashing, and the romance... I don't think you get to see any nudity, but since it only takes up about 15 minutes of the movie total, it's not a problem. Then you got the faggot from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, and he talks like this, and he's always excited, and oh my god, blah, blah, blah. Shut the fuck up, dude.
And
where's the monsters and robots?
All of his thing is all his science bullshit that they make in the movie. He, like, merges his brain with one of the Cthulhoid monsters or whatever, and he figures out that they have to, like, you know, close the rift, so to speak, and the only way to do it is that they have to, like, have some kind of alien before the robot. So, because it, like, only opens to
they
the alien DNA.
They need a robot to open the door, basically.
And that was the whole, like, technobabble bullshit they were doing through the entire movie.
Here's what doesn't make sense. One of the monsters has an electromagnetic pulse, and it wipes out all the fucking robots except for the one that's nuclear, because it's analog.
This is American!
It was still using computers, and it was using nuclear-powered electricity. the EMP would still take it out. It made no fucking sense. And you know how they could have avoided that problem? If people were talking less and more robots were punching monsters.
I got a question, Jerry. Was this nuclear-powered robot the main character?
It was the American one, yes. And yeah. The main character
syndrome. The main character always survives.
Plot armor, man. Pure and simple.
Kaiser.
Plot armor, there we go.
Kaiser, the other one that survived was the Australian. And what really pissed me off is that the Chinese...
That the Australian one survived. That's what pissed you off, right?
Good eye, Mike.
No, what really pissed me off is that the Chinese and the Russian were taken out by one alien in 5 minutes.
Chinese and Russian takeout, yummy.
And they were building up that Chinese one especially that, oh, there are three people. They used the three-prong attack or some kind of bullshit. They were building up that shit, and then the robot brings out its six arms with, like, blades attached that were spinning, I said. And then the alien just took it out in, like, 5 minutes, and I was pissed.
We've seen that battle before.
I believe it was in Star Wars Episode 3.
Sure, I guess. But anyway, Shintai, you would like it. It's pretty much... if they would now make, like, a Gundam movie with that technology...
Which will never happen.
The super depressed voice.
Shitting on your dreams.
No, I'm being serious. That will absolutely never fucking happen. Hollywood has been trying to make a Gundam movie.
They actually made one, but it's really horrible.
Yeah, it's called G-Savior. It's fucking garbage.
If you want to see a good giant robot movie, watch Robot Jocks, The End.
What? I never heard of that one.
Really good. The Russian robot has a chainsaw cock. Have you ever seen the movie, the TV series? I think it's called Alien Nation, where those like weird bald aliens with the like spots on their heads. Okay, the main guy from that is the main guy in this movie, and then I think the black girl, his love interest, is from the Cosby Show. I think she was in
the
Cosby Show.
Get the robot
in
the Jello bots.
And it's basically G Gundam in live action. It's really good.
You might be right on that Gundam movie, but they have been planning a Robotech movie, and that might happen. So,
Jerry.
What's
on the topic of giant robot movies? I've been playing this really sick ass game called Drunken Robot Pornography. There's no pornography in it. It's a game where you're just a guy with a gun taking out big giant colossal robots.
Here you go, Shintai. This game's pretty legit.
It's a fun game. It's like a very high-paced action game. So, like, the rounds don't take long. It's got a very good mod base with people making their own robots and sharing them around all the time. It's very fun.
Yeah, that's cool. I've seen Classic Game Room do a review on it. I've watched that. It was pretty cool.
Yeah, I'm surprised that didn't bring the game much-needed popularity, because this game deserves to be popular, especially with a name like DRP.
Drunken robot pornography. Most people are just playing, I don't know, TF2 or Dota 2 these days, so.
Word.
Skyrim.
I remember when Dota 2 was known as Warcraft 3.
Yeah, you remember that too? Well, stop remembering, because it's now Dota.
For sure. Yeah, I didn't know
what
about
is
Dota
it?
Back then.
I don't really like shmups. I'm sorry.
Really?
TF. I am terrible
it's
at them.
It's not a shmup. It's a first-person shooter.
What you gonna do?
I'm so really bad at them.
I played a shmup.
It's not any fault of the genre itself that I don't like it. I'm just not good at them. So.
Not your favorite. Okay.
I played a shmup where you have to fly around and put semen inside magical cat girls to make them act right again. It was really good.
Oh, Steam Hearts!
Thank you. I was trying to remember it.
I mean, that's one of my holy grail games for a long time.
It's really expensive. Yeah, it's really. You thought I was making that up? I played through and beat that shit.
I thought so for a second.
Really
I thought you were just going on about your stupid fucking bullshit like you
Stand
always do.
Well.
No, you play as a guy and your partner, player two, is a fooder.
Your sister is like a
Here's
tranny,
the link of what
and
he's talking
she
about.
Also injects semen into the cat girls.
Yeah.
Like it's a really wild game, man.
It looks fun and it's sexy.
It's not bad. The pornographic images are really subtle, and there's like no animation. Yeah. It's just a series of stills. But there's voice acting of the fucking going on, and it's really horrible because Japanese women always sound like they're being raped.
Well, technically, aren't they technically being raped in that game
yes,
to make
the
them better?
Yes, the sister holds them down. She, like, puts them in full Nelsons while you fucking inject her with semen.
Hey, Daraka, click that link. I think that's a game that would interest you.
I don't think they called it... call it semen in that game, don't they? They call it something like spruce juice or something?
Magic juice?
I don't know Japanese. I just played through it. I didn't, like, read a guide or anything.
I actually know this game. I haven't played it yet, but I know about it. It was on GOG, but it's on Steam now.
I remember what it's called now, Jim.
Yeah, it says there it's on Steam.
The semen in that game is called
Blow
Juice.
You might like it, too.
It looks cool.
I just saw it, and I'm like,
this is a Daraka game, if I ever saw one.
Daraka game, yeah. Yeah, Shintai just showed me a link of Inquisitor for the listeners, and it's a Polish-developed RPG game.
Nobody expects the Spanish Inquisition.
Okay, you're muted, Kaiser.
Catgirl semen rape video game, really good. I like.
Good. Inquisitor is a game made by Polish developers. It took like 10 years, and it's very detailed. It has a graphical style like the Diablo games, you know, like a pre-rendered 3D world, but it's very detailed, very nice. If you like the... I haven't played it yet, but what it most reminds me of is kind of... not necessarily the game world, but Arcanum of Magic Obscura or Lionheart. World-wise, it would be more like Lionheart. You actually play an Inquisitor, and I think you can play like a knight, like a paladin, an Inquisitor. You can play three different games, and it's a game very similar to late medieval Europe, and you have to like find... different heretics and shit like that, and there apparently there's also a moral system where you can choose what to do and good or bad, you know, a little bit like Bioshock or something.
So, sounds pretty swaggy.
You might like it too, Shintai, so because I know you're all about RPGs and shit. So, and since you got a
my RPG dick is always raging hard.
Yeah, I know you.
You cannot ignore its girth.
Are we ready to hang it up for the evening in terms of podcasting?
Yeah, I'll let Kaiser back in. So, Kaiser's let Dicks. Back in. Do you want to say the Dicks. Final words, Kaiser?
Cunt bucket.
Oh, God.
Beautiful.
Oh, dear. Well, I'm going to put in some music, and that will be it. Yeah, this was the Next Round podcast, and you can check us out at the Next Round. Blogspot.com or something. I'm gonna get a URL eventually, but anyway, talk to you later, guys.